Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and we have a special guest on today's show. It's Vikings defensive tackle Tom Johnson, a defensive tackle Vikings fans who, in six career games as a Viking, four in the preseason, two in the regular season, has a sack, at least a half sack, in five of those six games. That's pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. Great start.
Yeah, you know, defensive tackles we think of as big, bulky, run-stopping forces in the middle of the defensive line. You can do that, but I guess you can also get after the passer, huh?
Yeah, I guess they consider me as a hybrid, more or less. You know, a guy that can also play the run strong and also, if need be, get out to the edge as in and help out in that department also.
Yeah, we signed you this offseason as a free agent. You were previously with the New Orleans Saints. We're not going to hold that against you, okay? But that's also kind of why I wanted to have you on the show today, because you've been a standout performer for us through six games and two regular season games specifically. But you were a member of the team we're playing this week, so you can kind of give us a little bit of a scouting report and talk about your time with the Saints. So this is kind of a different week for you going up against your former team, I would imagine.
Definitely, because I've been with them for the last 3 years. Yeah. I know the guys personally, you know, on and off the field. But, you know, when all comes to it, it's business, you know. I'm a Viking. They're our next opponent for the next week, mm-hmm. and we're going out there to try to, you know, get a W.
That kind of is how you guys as players and coaches look at it. You know, I'll a lot of times make a comment to some of our coaches about, we dropped that one, but, we can get to 4-4 before the bye or whatever. The response a lot of times is, we'll worry about that later. We just want to go 1-0 this week. That's kind of your mindset, right? One game at a time.
Definitely. It's hard to try to think week 16, the second week of the season, you know. It's more you got to stay focused on the team at hand, because any given Sunday, something different can happen. It can change the game plan. And, you know, it's like anything, I guess, if you focus on something way down the line, you're not focused on the objective at hand. So we're focused on the Saints. We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, dominate them on defense and try to, you know what I'm saying, get to the quarterback.
That offensive line for the Saints, you went up against them every day in practice. Talk not necessarily like scouting report, breaking them down, but talk about some of the personnel that we're going to see on Sunday, the Saints offensive line that you and the rest of the guys on our defensive line are going to face.
Definitely. They have a veteran offensive line, actually, man, starting with Jairi Evans and Big Grubbs. I think that's their strengths, their guards, you know, two Pro Bowl caliber guys that mm-hmm. really can stop the run and also can stop the pass. Then they have a young guy, the left tackle, Armstead. He's actually got drafted last year. I think he's very athletic, a guy that can handle speed. We got Everson out there that can actually switch it up on him and try to put a lot of pressure on him with him being inexperienced. And then you have Scott Streif, the right tackle that's a veteran, been there for mm-hmm. a while, kind of crafty big guy. You know, I think B-Rob can go out there and give him some things, to give him some problems and stuff like that. So I think we match up well against him, and I think we can dominate him at times, man. We stop the run and have Sean and Drew do what they do best, and that's to start passing. So to give us the opportunity to get at the quarterback.
Yeah, and that is the thing with the Saints, is everyone talks about Drew Brees and that the passing game and Sean Payton, the way he can design plays and design routes to beat coverage. But if you guys are good against the run on those early downs, that's really going to help you against that passing game on later downs.
Definitely. I think guys try to get us off balance by trying to run the ball. You've seen it these last two games where, you know, St. Louis tried to do it at first and started running the ball, and we stopped it, and then guys were able to, you know, go to the pass rush and get after their quarterback. Then last week with the Patriots, you seen that, you know, they try to run it. We stuffed the run for the most part until the last fourth quarter. We just had some unfortunate things happen in the course of the game that kind of got them to stay one-dimensional and try to keep pounding on us. But that's the thing, you know. I think around the league we made enough noise that people starting to see that we are a force to be reckoned with, and we can disrupt and game change in mm-hmm. the game.
Yeah. You know, the Vikings rebuilt their defensive line a little bit this offseason. You were obviously a part of that. Signing you was part of that effort to rebuild it. And I think a lot of times when people hear rebuild, like we're rebuilding this part of our team, they think, okay, going to start low and work your way up. But really, the defensive line has kind of been a strength of the Vikings through the preseason and through the first two games. I mean, it's depth, it's talent. But what do you think has allowed the Vikings defensive line to play so well?
I think it's that everybody brings something different to the table. You know, from what I heard from last year, you know, B-Rob's always been in and always been dominant on that on our left side. And you have Griffin, that a guy that was playing inside three technique, could go on outside. And now he could focus his majority on outside. Also, you have, you know, Sharif and Linval. Linval is a big guy that explosive and can do a lot of different things. You know, Sharif, he's quick, he's big. You know, me, you know, I'm pretty much the hybrid, do a lot of things. You got Wu strong. So everybody just brings something different to the table. So it keeps the offensive lineman really in limbo on what to really expect when they see us line up. So, and when we're all on the same page and we're all kicking on all eight cylinders, man, it's just amazing to watch.
Do you like playing for Mike Zimmer?
Oh, definitely. He's a stand-up guy. He tell you exactly what he's thinking at all times.
Yeah.
And, you know, he makes you want to go out there and bust your butt, man. And he expects you to come out every day and put 100% on the field, practice. And, you know, it rolls over into the game time that you don't want to let him down. You know, when you got somebody that know got your back and has your best interest at hand, you know, it's kind of hard to find those guys that will tell you the truth, tell you that you sucked that day, you know,
yeah.
Or tell you that, okay, you did a good job there, we need to improve on this. So he's one of those guys that's just so stand up that you want to play for him every week and you don't want to disappoint him.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, a lot of times you get a coach who's known as maybe he's edgy or disciplinarian or whatever. A lot of times people think the players might not like that, but you players actually do like that. They like to know where they stand, and they like to know that no one's going to be given anything. The best players are going to play. They like that competition because you guys have been competing your whole lives.
Definitely, definitely. I think that in that situation, this job is unique, man. It's one of those things that the more honest and the more straightforward you can be, the more respect you'll get. Guys already know how the business is, you know, it's a business, you know, things go left every day, you know, but if you have somebody that's giving you the straight, this is how it is, this is how it's going to be around here, everybody, man, everybody respect that, everybody really hone on to it, and, you know, I think that Coach Zimmer does a great job of that. He shows no bias, everybody's on an equal playing field, and I think guys can respect that.
Got any cool pre-game routines or rituals that you go through?
I'm not even going to lie, man. I think every athlete is very superstitious.
Yeah.
They stay in the same routine. I've probably been doing the same routine for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing. I tape my fingers the same way. I go warm up the same way. I try to eat the same foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I listen to closely the same music every time, you know, so you know, you know when something's not right, if I pull my sock up too far, if it's not just right, my sleeve's not on. So, you know when you're ready, but, you know, it's one of those things that you just like to stay. This job keeps you on such a strict routine, man, even practice, you know. Yeah. Everything is boom, boom, boom. You know what you're going to do on Wednesday. You know what you're going to do on Tuesday, you know. I mean, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know. So, you know, I don't think I have anything out of the ordinary, but I definitely have a routine that I do every Sunday.
I see you on bus, too, going to the games on road games. I mean, you're straightforward, but you're doing the same thing all the time. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You got your headphones on and you're sitting on the bus, same food, right?
Definitely, man. If I don't have my fish before the game, or if I don't have my small amount of pasta, you know, I'm looking around like, hold on, what's going on,
right?
You know, but, you know, well, it works for me. And, you know, I think once I get my routine down and everything's in order, I'm ready to play.
I think, you know, you won't probably be able to do this because you guys have curfew when we're on the road in the hotel, but we'll probably go out to New Orleans and Bourbon Street. Any spots we should go to before the game on Saturday night?
I'm a foodie, man. I like to eat real good food, man. Okay. And down there, they have a lot of great, great spots out there, man, from if you want high-end to, you know, Mom's back kitchen, you know.
Yeah.
Things or whatever, man. There's a couple spots. I think Mother's is pretty good. Okay. It's more of a supposed to be one of the most, I guess you could say, Louisiana type okay. foods, you know, up in that is downtown. I like GW Fins, you know. They have like amazing fried lobster out there.
Ooh.
It's like,
all right.
Yeah, I tried Giles.
I'm taking
notes here. Yeah, I tried Giles here at the fair, man. It was nothing like down there. You
yeah.
know, it's amazing. Emeralds, you know, they got a pork chop down there at NOLA. that's amazing, you know. So it's a lot of great food out there, man. That you gotta try beignets. You gotta try the beignets. Yeah.
What's that?
A beignet it's kind of a mixture of a funnel cake and a donut, kind of.
Yeah, sign me up.
Yeah, definitely in the French Quarter. I can't even think of the name of the place, man. But if you say you want original beignets, it's in the French Quarter, they'll point you to it. You got to try it.
Can I borrow $20? I'm going to need some money for it.
Definitely. I'll give you $20 to go try a beignet. You know, it's like one of the only places in America where you can try a traditional beignet, tell them extra powder sugar.
Okay. I can do that. Definitely. That sounds good. Definitely. You, one more thing before we go. You're a big, mean defensive lineman for us on the field, but you're a nice guy sitting here talking on the Wobcast, and I know you also like to get out in the community and do some work. So, and you're going to a community event today. So really one of your first Community Tuesdays as a member of the Vikings, and you're already going out to do something. So that's obviously something that's been important to you your whole career, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I try to do a little something. I'm getting more active as the years go by. We're doing like a thrift shop type deal. I think where we're going to be separating clothes and, cool. You know, talking to fans and just hanging out, mingling a little bit, you know, also home. I got a couple college buddies that has this thing going on down there. And basically, they go and give out scholarships every year to high school kids that's going to college, you know, just to help the area, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a poverty area where, you know, you got a lot of single parent homes that, you know, mothers are trying to make everything happen. So, you know, it's great to just support those guys when I get down there, you know, help out as much as I can, you know, do a toy drive, you know, turkey drive they do every year. And I just try to help when I can.
That's fun. That's good, man. One more thing. When you sack Drew Brees on Sunday, what is it? What you going to do? Are you going to talk smack to him? Are you going to tap him on the helmet and say, "Nice to see you again, Drew"? What do you say to him?
I don't know yet. I got to think about it, man. But I definitely plan on, you know, racking up a sack against these guys. You know, I think I know them pretty well. And, you know, it's great to play against your hometown crowd. You know, yeah. My parents only live an hour and a half away.
Oh, really?
Where I grew up, you
That's
know.
That's great.
So
they'll
have
be
a lot
game?
Of – yeah, I got a huge support system down there, so it's gonna be great, you know what I'm saying, to be back down there or whatever. They're a bunch of Who That fans too, so I get a lot of flack about it, but you know, it's gonna be fun.
That's the problem. Those people down there are so loyal.
Oh,
that,
man.
Even your family's probably not gonna be wearing purple.
I got my immediate family to wear purple. Okay. Now they're gonna be in purple, but
good.
You know, cousins and aunts and they're gonna be wearing their black and gold, you know. But yeah. You know, it's exciting, you know.
It's
I look
fun
forward
atmosphere there.
definitely man, it's like a college town like that. So we already know what they expect as in a dome. You know, it's going to be very loud out there. You know that they have a huge support system and they play well at home, you know, so it's a challenge at hand, but I think we're up to it.
All right, man. Well, it's fun to get to know you. Thanks for joining us.
Definitely.
Now, am I going to mess up your pregame routine if I say hi to you on the bus now that I know
you're not at all. Not at all. Not at all, man.
Okay. All right. Tom Johnson, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Appreciate it.
All right.